The Lansing City Council meets tonight to discuss the latest draft of their medical marijuana ordinance. It will license and regulate medical marijuana establishments in line with the state law Governor Snyder signed just last year to legalize edibles and dispensaries.
Governor Snyder signed a three-bill package today clarifying the state's voter-approved medical marijuana law that was adopted back in 2008.
If you're thinking, wait, I thought medical marijuana was already legal in Michigan, then you're right. Michigan voters passed that law in 2008. But it wasn't until last year when Snyder signed those bills that the state began setting up its licensing. In all these years without clear regulation, marijuana dispensaries have popped up all around Lansing. Drive along Cedar Street, Washington Avenue, or Michigan Avenue, and you can see them. There are estimates of 50 or more, but we don't know of any agency that tracks the official number.
Most of the operations that are out there now are not licensed under any ordinance.
Jim Smirtka is Lansing's city attorney.
They are operating under the rules of the ballot initiative, the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act, which requires that there be a caregiver, 5 patients, and it talks about how marijuana is stored.
But the act says nothing about regulating marijuana facilities. Councilmember Adam Hussein is the chair of the Public Safety Committee, who drafted the current ordinance.
We have a situation that is completely out of control, meaning that we don't know what these folks are selling. We don't know who they're selling to. We don't know who is selling.
When you think of medical marijuana, what probably comes to mind is the dispensaries with their typical green signage, also referred to as provisioning centers. But you've also got growing facilities, processing facilities, secure transporters, and safety compliance centers, which are testing laboratories. The ordinance council is considering would decide which parts of town all these establishments can be in, and the distances they'd have to be from places like schools and parks, and from each other. City Attorney Smirtka.
There are many issues that have to be debated at city council. One is, should these other establishments, which are really manufacturing and safety compliance establishments, should they, you know, be subject to the same distance regulations that a provisioning center that, let's say, is on Cedar or some other street?
Mayor Virge Bernero says no. These establishments shouldn't be treated the same as dispensaries.
Why wouldn't you want production facilities and testing facilities clustered together? Why would that be a problem? It would make perfect sense to me that you would have your security company, your testing company, and your production companies, corporations and warehouses right close together.
The mayor says this is a burgeoning industry, and developers are interested in turning some of the city's former automotive and industrial warehouse space into production facilities.
And we're talking about millions of dollars of investment and a lot of jobs that would be coming to our city and I think would add value that could be lost with this broad brush approach that the Public Safety Committee has taken. And I'm just frankly stunned and flabbergasted that they would want to snuff out this industry.
Councilmember Hussein disagrees.
We're charged with ensuring that people have safe and secure access. So it has never been, I don't believe, it's never been the charge of council to make sure that we bring in millions and millions of dollars.
Other Michigan cities are dealing with this issue in a variety of ways. In April, Detroit debuted an online map that shows 72 medical marijuana businesses operating and 161 that have been shut down. There's also a form citizens can use to report a dispensary issue. Ann Arbor has some dispensaries, but is still deciding whether to license other types of marijuana businesses. Figuring out how to navigate medical marijuana has been a long process for Lansing, and tonight's council meetings should bring the city one step closer to clarity. For WKAR News, I'm Katie Cook.